Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you're here. My name is Scott McKenzie. It's a great day out there. I hope you're having a good day. Let's get going. Yeah, spring is right around the corner. And of course, with spring, then comes summer. And then here in Louisiana, oh, mercy sakes, it gets hot. But we're strong, we can handle it. So before we get going into the topic of what we can learn from elite athletes, I've got some tools that you've got to put down on your, you know, evaluation list, and that is ActiveCampaign, that is a CRM system. And think about it. What if you can take your website and link with your CRM and have a much more engaging interaction with your prospects and customers? ActiveCampaign can provide that solution for you, as well as Social Jukebox. I use that every single day, and highly recommend that you go out there. It is a tool that allows you to be able to post effectively, and that's Social Jukebox. And of course, we've got the education, because we're 100% dedicated to your success. That's what this platform is all about. That's what Industrial Talk Platform is all about. Education, learning, growing, all that fun stuff. And got a new blog out there, fired it out there, and it's on forgiveness. It's on forgiveness. So if you go to my website, industrialtalk.com, you can click on that, find a blog, read about it. Simple read, quick, sort of impacts your mind and looking at forgiveness from an industrial perspective. And then, of course, two more things out there, and that is Industrial Academy as well as the Industrial Dojo. Both are dedicated to education and industrial specific education. All right, let's get going. So the topic for today is what we can learn from elite athletes. So I pose this question to you. If I was an Olympic athlete, just for sake of, you know, an example, and I just sort of started my day just sort of, no big deal. I just get out there, maybe jog around and maybe throw the shot put and shrug my shoulders, go back into wherever I'm at and just sort of kick back, watch a little TV, and then think that I, and then here comes the competition. Do you think I'm going to, you know, do you think I'm going to win the day? Do you think I'm going to be able to represent who I'm representing, either myself, the company, or whatever it might be, the country? No. Elite athletes would never do that. And you're an industrial elite athlete. I'm just going to pose that out there. And the reason you are is because you're changing the world. And if you're going to change the world, you have to keep at it each and every day through innovation, through just grit. So the qualities of an elite athlete. And so I was looking at some of these things. They're disciplined. Are you disciplined? Because elite athletes are disciplined. They get up at the same time each and every day. They have this sense of grit about them that they will never, ever, ever give up, pull back. They've got that goal. That goal is to win the gold or to be whatever that might be. To do that, they've got discipline. They've got grit. They never, ever give up. That's number one. Number two, boy, are they process-driven. They are process-driven. I do this, then I do this, then I do this, and so on. The next day, I do this, this, this. Because they have each and every day that they're trying to accomplish some objective within that discipline, that process. And if they didn't have a process, if they just sort of approached each and every day as, oh, well, okay, I'll get up, roll out of bed, grab a cup of coffee, whatever it might be, then they would never, ever achieve whatever standards and whatever they're trying to accomplish. You got to have a process. You've got to just focus on that process each and every day. And then they have that coaching that they have in place. They have a coach. They don't do it on their own. They just don't do it on their own. And this goes back to my mentor program. You got to find a mentor. You got to find that mentor that is, one, no fluff. No, pat yourself on the back. You want a coach that pushes you. You want a coach that expects the best out of you. That's that mentor. They've got a coach. You need a coach. And, of course, they focus. they focus each and every day on the little things. And I mean, they just constantly hammer on it, tweak, tune, but they know exactly what to do. They know exactly what to focus on each and every day. You have to have the same thing. You've got to be a master at multiple things. If you came into your day and your day was like, okay, well, I'm just going to go over here and then I get distracted by an email and then somebody comes into your office and they start chit-chatting about the football game, you're never, ever, ever going to achieve that standard, that level that you truly would like to achieve. We're elite industrial athletes. And one of the most important components is they're able to deal with failure. They don't. They just, if they don't win every race, they don't even come in second or third. They might pull a hamstring and they deal with pain that we don't understand. But you know what? It's the process. They understand it. They have goals and expectations. They approach each and every day with discipline, with grit. I'm challenging each and every one of you industrial athletes out there, elite industrial athletes. I want you to have that discipline. I want you to make sure that you at least begin looking at a disciplined process. I want that intense focus on what you're trying to accomplish, right? And then get that no-frill coach, that mentor. I'm telling you, that'll just change the way you approach your day. And then, of course, the final one is you got to overcome that failure. You can't just sit there and go, oh my gosh, woe is me, woe is me. I failed. And then let that cause incredible pain. It's painful. Don't get me wrong. It's painful. Even I failed. A lot. That's why I don't have any hair. And that's why I look ugly too, because I fail. But I just keep going because you guys are important. What you are doing in the industrial world is important. You are changing the world through innovation. You're part of a great group of professionals, and I'm proud to be a part of it. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back tomorrow talking about more stuff that we can transform your industrial business. So be safe, be good, and we will talk later.